For this Friday, January 23rd, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Indiana State Police are investigating an officer-involved shooting that happened yesterday in Posey County. Police say the incident occurred on State Road 69 north of Copperline Road and involved two Posey County Sheriff's deputies. Authorities report deputies had been searching for a man with two active felony warrants when they learned he was a passenger in a tractor trailer traveling along State Road 69. Indiana State Police say a trooper located the semi around 12:30 Thursday afternoon and followed it until deputies arrived to assist. Officers then conducted a high-risk traffic stop. Police say the driver of the truck complied and got out of the vehicle. The male passenger also got out but was reportedly holding a handgun to his head. Investigators say officers learned the man was suicidal. During the encounter, both Posey County Sheriff's deputies discharged their weapons, striking the man at least once. Officers immediately rendered aid and called for an ambulance, but the man was pronounced dead at the scene. No officers were injured. Indiana State Police say the investigation is ongoing. Highway crews across the tri-state are preparing for a major winter storm that's expected to move into the area this weekend. Forecasts call for heavy snowfall and hazardous travel conditions. Officials with the Vandenberg County Highway Department say salt supplies are stocked and crews are already gearing up. A large salt pile at the department is expected to be mostly depleted by the end of the weekend, as 13 trucks will be out treating and clearing county roads throughout the tri-state. Residents are urged to prepare in advance and avoid unnecessary travel. The tri-state is currently under a winter storm warning, with some areas expected to see up to a foot of snow. Officials caution that road conditions could deteriorate quickly, making travel dangerous. The Poseyville Community Center says due to the potential for a winter storm, the Poseyville Community Center will be open late this evening through Sunday as a warming center. The Mount Vernon Fire Department also says that an emergency warming shelter is being opened this Saturday at the Mount Vernon Fire Department meeting room, which is located at 311 College Avenue. This is to provide a safe and warm place for anyone in need. Their only request is if you are planning on staying for a duration of time, please bring your own personal necessities. If you have any questions, you can call the department at 812-838-3447. American Red Cross is currently facing a severe blood shortage. Leaders say there was a 35% decrease in donating blood in December. They say there were several factors, including winter weather affecting several blood drives. Executive Director Beth Sweeney says it's vital for people to donate blood as soon as possible. Sweeney also stated that organizations can contact Red Cross if they want to host a blood drive. Last night in local high school sports, Mount Vernon girls basketball lost at home versus Forest Park 62-28. The Wildcats have lost six straight games and are 7-16 on the year. They have two games left in their season, and that is next Tuesday at home with Wood Memorial and Thursday at Gibson Southern. This evening, Mount Vernon boys basketball plays Fairfield at 7 o'clock in the Carmine White County Tournament. The Wildcats have won five straight games and are 9-5 overall. You can listen to tonight's game on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. North Posey boys basketball has a home game with South Spencer tonight. The JV game begins at 5:30 and the varsity game is at 7 o'clock. The Vikings are 3-9 in the season. You can hear this evening's game on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. In local college sports from Thursday night, both USI women's and men's basketball had a conference home game versus Eastern Illinois. In the first game of the evening, USI women's basketball won 73-57. Chloe Gannon had 21 points for the Screaming Eagles, and Allie Saunders added 14 points and 7 assists in the win. They have won five straight games to run their record of 14-4 and 8-1 in the Ohio Valley Conference. The second game of the night saw USI men's basketball lose in overtime, 59-51. They got outscored in overtime, 9-1. A pair of Screaming Eagles were in double figures scoring-wise, as Amari Brown had 17 points and Ismail Habib finished with 12 points. USI has lost back-to-back games as they are 4-15 on the year and 1-8 in the OVC. Both teams play again tonight at home as their games got pushed up a day due to the expected incoming winter storm on Saturday. They play SIU Edwardsville this evening as the women's game is scheduled for 5 o'clock and the men's game is at 7:30. IU men's basketball is on the road this evening at Rutgers, tip-off at 5 o'clock. The Hoosiers hope to put an end to their current four-game losing streak. IU is 12-7 and 3-5 in the Big Ten. From the NBA tonight, the Indiana Pacers continue their five-game road trip in Oklahoma City to take on the Thunder. The ball goes up at 7 o'clock. This is the fourth game of the five-game roadie. The Pacers are on a three-game losing streak and are 10-35 on the season. That's news and sports for this Friday, January 23rd. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Friday. Stay warm and safe this weekend. Your weather forecast is next.